tragic discovery. We have now learned what caused a fatal fire that killed a mother and her twins. Plus, facing their punishment, the men held responsible for the deadly ghost ship warehouse fire are sentenced. And caught on patrol, a couple of pigs are rescued from the evacuated fire zone. Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin. This is your Pix Now update. Here are some of your top headlines. We begin with some breaking news. We have just learned a deadly house fire that erupted in Vallejo Sunday, killing twin girls and their mother, was actually a murder-suicide. Police say the evidence shows that 47-year-old Mao Dao set herself on fire, spreading flames throughout the house and killing her two 14-year-old daughters. A third 11-year-old daughter made it out alive with some injuries. She is expected to make a full recovery. Right now, emotional testimony is underway as the two men being held responsible for the deadly ghost ship warehouse fire face their sentencing. Family and friends of the 36 people killed are confronting the men who negotiated plea deals. Derek Almena and Max Harris pleaded no contest to 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter. The deal calls for Almena to serve 9 years in jail and Harris 6. Both could get out much sooner because of time served. That hearing expected to last 2 days. Following last month's deadly attack, BART is stepping up to keep passengers safe. The solution? A 12-point safety plan. But some of those points were under scrutiny today from the public and board members themselves, one being the possibility of a high-tech surveillance camera system.
I do see you right now taking advantage of an opportunity to pass through surveillance measures, right, that further criminalize folks who are trying to ride the BART.
Other parts of BART's $28 million safety plan include patrol officers working mandatory overtime, more fare inspectors, new call boxes on platforms, and a crackdown on panhandling. In Foster City, police are investigating a body found near the base of the San Mateo Bridge. Firefighters pulled it from the water this morning. Right now, it is unclear how that person died. And sad news from the fire lines. We've just gotten word that a firefighter died on his way to fight the car fire. CAL FIRE says the heavy equipment mechanic from the Butte unit was killed in a traffic accident on Highway 99 in Tehama County. Happened about 12:20 this morning near Los Molinos. CHP says the truck went off the road, hit a tree, and then caught fire. So far, the car fire has burned more than 177,000 acres. It is only 48% contained. Meanwhile, Spare the Air alert is in effect today for the Bay Area. We're looking at the hazy sky over Walnut Creek from earlier this morning. Smoke from the wildfires burning up north causing that haze. The largest fire in California history, which is the Mendocino Complex Fire, is tearing through Lake Colusa, Mendocino counties. It's now larger than the city of Los Angeles. However, there's some good news. Evacuation in some places have been lifted. Thousands of Clear Lake residents can now go home. Highway 20 in both directions has reopened. So as of this afternoon, flames have scorched more than 304,000 acres, more than twice the size of San Jose. Nearly 230 structures are destroyed. More than 9,000 are still threatened, though. Right now, the Mendocino Complex fire is 51% contained. In Lake County, the Marin County Sheriff's Department patrolling the evacuated areas. And while making the rounds, a sheriff's deputy came across a couple of pigs. The sheriff's department tweeted, "We found some of our own that were in need of some nourishment. Hashtag insert joke here." Not going to do it. We'll be back with another update top of the hour. Watch, listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, KPIX.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com and we'll see you at the
boardwalk.